Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm, we're everywhere.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan from the Daily Search Cast. You know, we love bringing you the news every day, and that's made possible by the sponsorship of BruceClay.com. They've just made Inc. Magazine's list of the fastest growing private businesses. They've exhibited and sponsored at my conferences from the very beginning. Bruce has got that long-standing search engine relationship chart, had been out there with the code of ethics, been a search engine expert in the field for ages. But did you know that Bruce Clay can do more than help you with just SEO? They can do PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding. Everything you need for success in the online marketplace, you can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years, offices worldwide, they've got answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Bruce Clay Incorporated.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm back from vacation. Mandy, how are you?
Yay! Byron, I missed you so much. I'm so happy you're back.
I missed everyone here at Life Tips, especially you and this show. How have you been? How was the show? Is everything going well?
Everything's been good, but the show has only been 50% as much fun because you've been out. And it's just not the same without Byron White.
Well, I'm rested, I'm relaxed, I'm happy, and I'm excited for another great Life Tips show. Tell us about our guest today. Tell us what we have going on, and let's dive in.
Oh, it's awesome. Actually, I was already chatting with our guest when she tuned in a few minutes ago, but we are going to have Marilyn Cray on this week, and she is the absolute health amazingness guru. She's a health master. She knows everything about pH, body balance, and we were just talking about organics and going green before you came on, and she's got so much to teach us.
We really need 4 to 6 hours with Marlene on the phone. She's been a guest a couple of times on the show already and is one of our leading podcasters as far as downloads to our show. So, wow, that's really, really exciting. So great. So it's going to be an open source. Is anything goes on this particular show with Marlene? Are we just going to dive right in and go at it?
We're just going to dive right in. Yep.
Well, let's take a quick break then for Webmaster Radio, and we'll pay some bills over there for Darren and Brandy, and be back at back with everyone with Marlene in a couple minutes.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Can you believe how long it takes to order food here? Here we go. Excuse me.
She's not even looking over here.
Great service is hard to come by, whether you're sitting at a bar, restaurant, or creating effective search advertising campaigns.
Excuse me. I think we need to go somewhere else.
It's easy to feel forgotten, especially when your advertising budget is on the line. LookSmart serves up to 400 million queries a day with a side of the best customer service in the online advertising industry.
Hi, how are y'all doing today? What can I get you folks to eat?
You were right. This place is so much better.
LookSmart, premium and performance advertising solutions.
Hello. Welcome to our website.
Website traffic isn't about paying for clicks.
Okay, so I guess we're going to wait until everyone shows up and then we'll...
It's about having the right content. So while you're searching for more traffic, the folks at InfoSearch Media are creating the content people are searching for. With InfoSearch Media, you can get more traffic for less money than PPC. So the next time you need to speak to your customers...
Welcome to our website.
They're already searching for you. InfoSearch Media. Get content that really clicks.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Life Tips Show. We're here with Marlene Cray. Marlene, great to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Byron. I'm great. Nice to hear you're on vacation again.
You're always on vacation, but it seems every time I talk to you, you're just getting back from vacation.
I believe we spoke once as I was heading to Paris or something. I always seem to speak with you around vacation time.
Dubois, you're going to Dubois once, Paris once.
That's right.
Yeah?
Yeah, so anyway, great to have you back. How are things in your world, your healthy world?
Oh, things are just wonderful. I was having a conversation with
Amanda.
about living green and how it all ties together, how living green and being green is just something that is simple and easy, and it's kind of been complicated over the years because it's been a mystery. And now it's coming into the light, and everybody's getting it, and it's wonderful. It's exciting.
Tell us a little bit about, let's dive right in. We have so many questions for you that have come to us over the years. You've actually dealt with some of our individual friends and family with medical conditions, but what's the overall state of the union from your perspective with the health of this country?
Well,
getting
what's
better?
Interesting is I think because of the overall degradation of the food, water, and air, you know, over the last 100 years or so, but most especially since the end of World War II, is that a lot of people have become too acidic. You know, we can call it technically or scientifically out of pH balance, but, you know, the reality is they just have too much acid in their system, and they get symptomology as a result of it. That's why we're seeing so much on the news about being overweight. I saw Oprah's show last night, and she was doing it on bypass and different kinds of surgery for children, you know, where they're actually going in and doing gastric bypass on 14 and 15-year-olds and things like that. And think about diabetes, and think about all the acronyms that we didn't even know existed 20 years ago that we have today, ADD, ADHD. I mean, you can just look around and see that the additives, the chemicals, the pesticides, the this and the that, and all the synthetics are just wreaking havoc with our internal terrain. And what Amanda and I were talking about is the external environment, the earth, you know, what we're growing in the ground, how we're treating the environment, all plays part and parcel to what goes inside of us. And then that is demonstrated by how we live and think and how we feel and how we look. You know, looking good, feeling good all ties into a healthy inner terrain, and inner terrain is tied to the external environment. And pH balance really means having the very best internal environment whereby you can enjoy clean blood, plumped cells, whether they're your blood cells or your body, you know, body part cells. Every cell in your body is a different size. Your eye cells are the smallest. Healthy tissues, ligaments, muscles, bones, beautiful skin, hair, and where you can have energy, mental acuity, physical performance, all of which we should have naturally, but don't because we're too acidic and our bodies are way too busy trying to chelate all this junk out of them. So that's kind of the state of the union. I don't think that we are a nation that is ignorant about eating too much. I think that it's the degradation of the food, water, and air, and we've become victimized to it. Think about fast food and when it began, you know, it got real popular in the early 60s, and it's only gotten bigger and bigger. I was just reading an article that in New York, in Los Angeles, they had a county ordinance against adding more fast food restaurants in the inner cities, because the ratio of fast food to healthy food was so dramatic that they felt that it played a major role in the weight and health of the community. And so they'd actually banned fast foods in the inner cities until the other restaurants catch up to it. Conversely, in wealthy neighborhoods, there are more healthy restaurants than fast food restaurants. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of people want to know what the pH scale is. And the pH scale, scientifically, is 0 to 14, with 7.365 being neutral. So you can remember that 7 days of the week, 365 days of the year. And then anything below neutral is being too acidic. And it's easily tested with little pH strips that, you can test in your saliva when you first wake up and see where you're at, and then start making some changes to bring your body back into balance. And it's not difficult. Your body's very resilient. You know, we think of children as being resilient, but really the human body is hugely resilient. And I've seen people come back from devastating illness, myself one, in short periods of time, just doing the right things. And, you know, we think about swimming pools, and that's what Amanda said, you know, people, or George said, you know, you think about pH, you think about a pool, and it's true, because when a pool becomes too acidic, you can see all the gunk growing in the pool. We chemically induce it back to neutral, and it cleans up, and it's pretty again. What we want to do is naturally in our body induce our water environment back to a neutral state, and being that we're, you know, 70 or more percent water, and our blood's 96% water, I think it's really important to have super clean water and try to get that terrain clean. And not microorganisms, bad microorganisms cannot grow in a alkaline environment or a neutral environment. They need acid to grow and thrive. So the more acidic we become, the more stuff that we go through, you know, the more symptoms we have.
Now, Marilyn, you and I were talking about, before we came on air, we were talking about beauty products and how, you know, different beauty products, whether they're, you know, a lot of the unnatural-based beauty products, you know, they go right into your pores. Do things like that affect your pH balance?
Well, here's what happens. Your skin absorbs. So take, for example, the water that goes into people's homes. When they shower, if they're getting city water, it's high in chlorine. So when they shower, the hot water will take chlorine and other chemicals and turn them into gases. And the gases go through the skin and into the lungs. So you're inhaling a chloramine and you're absorbing chloramine right into your cells. The same thing is true with beauty products from the standpoint that when do you put them on? You wash your face, everything, your pores are all open, and then you lather all this stuff on, and then the chemicals go through and go right into your bloodstream. Maybe 10 years ago, Dr. Parks in California developed the dermal patch, and that was to take medication and put it on the skin and drive it into the bloodstream, and he was very successful with that. The reason he was successful with that is because your skin and your pores absorb at a particular molecular level, like a gas or like chemicals in beauty products, where they've broken it down so small that it can do wonders on your face or plump up your cells. Well, the residual is that you do want to use natural products because chemicals that are attached to that will go into your bloodstream. The downside is it's difficult to identify what's natural and what's chemical because legally, even natural products have to use the correct terminology, and sometimes it appears to be chemical when it's just a really long word for something natural, you know? So you just really want to rely on who the manufacturer is to use natural. Same thing in taking a bath, though. You want to have a shower filter on your shower head if you can fill your tub from that. Or you want to put something in the tub that will collect all the toxins so that you're actually, you know, absorbing clean water while you're soaking in there enjoying yourself.
Now, what have you found in the beauty world that you feel confident in saying is healthy, it is natural?
There's quite a few different lines. In fact, on pH balance, I talk about some skin products. There are so many natural products now that I would even hesitate to recommend one specific line, but the one thing that you want to look for is that legally they cannot indicate that it's... So there's different regulations today. If a product says it's certified organic, then that would mean every ingredient came from an organic source. If it said that it was organic, that would mean some of the ingredients are coming from an organic source. And so you just have to watch the labeling very carefully. For example, now vegetables, you can purchase organic. You can also purchase agriculturally chemical-free. And that's a new label because a lot of organic farmers cannot afford the certification, but they've not used chemicals in a number of years, which technically they would be certified organic, so they're allowed to say agriculturally chemical-free. And it's the same thing. You just have to keep up with the way things are labeled. And when you look at beauty products, you can tell the difference. You can go to a certified organic and see what they're doing and then move on to other products and see what they're doing.
I want to move on. I just have so many questions. My brain is clogging. But I want to get this information out to people. Let's start with some of the basics, Marlene, because I've been a student and a fan of yours for quite some time, and I'm on the Marlene plan, several plans to make my life better. But how much water does the average person need to drink a day, and why is it so critical and imperative that they drink water, and even water that might help them with pH balance, and you can expand upon that as well. Talk with us about water. Let's start with some basics.
Okay, so, you know, going on the assumption that we're mostly water, you know, we're made of the minerals of the earth and the water of the ocean, similar to the water of the ocean, what you're basically doing is you are exchanging the water value in your body. And so as you drink water, what your body's supposed to do is the molecular structure of water is bigger than the cell structure in some cases of the different cells in your body. And so when you drink it, your body is supposed to break down the molecular structure to hydrate all these different cell sizes. What happens is as we become symptomatic, our body has a more and more difficult time breaking down the molecular structure. And so that's why you'll run into people that say, gosh, you know what, I drink 4 or 5 bottles of water a day, and it just goes right through. Well, it's going right through because the body's not doing its job. One of the ways that you can make water wetter is to put lemon in it, because lemon's a phytochemical. Pre-digestively, it's very acidic. Post-digestively, it raises your pH, and it gets rid of acid. It breaks down the gunk in your organs. So fresh lemon, fresh lime is like nature's miracle food, and inside of water, it forces the body to hold on to it to try to get the phytochemicals out of the lemon. In the process, will break the molecular structure down further. A faster way to do it is to use a Jupiter Science Regency ionizer. What it does is it breaks the molecular structure down 5 times smaller, so that when you're drinking it, it becomes wetter water, because what the intent of drinking water is to hydrate the cells and exchange your body water. So if you can get the molecular structure smaller, you can do that much faster. As far as how much to drink, it depends on your performance. If I'm talking with someone that's very high performance, doesn't have any issues, I'm going to suggest to them that as a replacement value, they could do a quart a day for every 30 pounds of body weight. I mean, 50 pounds to 60 pounds of body weight. So you got a 200-pound guy, that would be anywhere from 3 to 4 quarts of water a day, but it could be combined in like a fresh lemonade made with a stevia. That could be part of the water, just water by itself. There's a lot of different ways to just drink water. Somebody that is physically challenged that has some symptomology, depending on what the symptomology is, it could be as much as a quart a day for every 30 pounds, because what you're trying to do for somebody with high performance is exchange their body water maybe once a month. That would be a good average. That's a good average for me. And if you're 70% water and you think about every quart of water weighing 2 pounds, you can easily calculate how much you need. Somebody physically challenged, you would like them to exchange their body water more often or more frequently, because that's going to resolve them of their symptomology faster to get the clean water in there. So drinking water is very subjective based on performance. So you've kind of got to figure out where you're at on the scale and then decide what changes you want to make. But I'll tell you this, no matter how much you drink, if you're not used to drinking water and you want to start, don't start by drinking 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 bottles a day. Start by sipping water every few minutes, taking a sip. What that does is it sends a brain signal to tell you to drink, to tell you to drink, to tell you to drink. The other thing is that somebody that drinks a couple of quarts a day, at the end of the week will start craving more and more water. And the same thing happens when you put greens in water, you know, green powdered from whole food that are dehydrated and concentrated. It becomes a carrier, just like it does with the lemon. And the body holds on to it to absorb the nutrition and it becomes wetter water because you can break down the molecular structure. So there's a lot of really simple ways to do it. You know, I'm all about shortcuts, and I think I've developed, you know, half a dozen new shortcuts since the last time we talked, Byron, because it used to take me 16 weeks to get somebody, because that's how long it takes to regenerate fresh, you know, fresh, clean blood, typically. So it would take 16 weeks for somebody to start feeling really good about getting back into balance. And now with some really superhero shortcut products, I've figured it out that you can get somebody to feel good in about 2 to 3 weeks, and then they're willing to build some other foundational elements.
Well, do tell Marlene. Us what some of the secrets are.
Yeah, some of the secrets. Well, you know, basically, you know, I'll talk about diet first. If you add fresh lemons and limes wherever you can, that's really foundational, because that's going to start cleaning up your organs, and it's going to allow you to eliminate a lot of the toxins through natural chelation. And then cold-pressed oils like extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil goes to real high heat without losing its integrity. Cold-pressed coconut oil. All those cold-pressed oils are really good. And then as a supplement, omega-369. My favorite on that is Nordic Natural, which can be found at most health stores. And then as a foundational to the nutritional value, like we would consider vegetables, a multi-green. My favorite at the moment is Asante, and it's on pH Body Balance website. And the reason I like it is it's all certified organic, and it's the hearty vegetables. So it carries, the thing is when you buy vitamins or minerals at the store, your body is only able to receive nutrition through a whole food concentrate type of supplement, meaning when you eat broccoli, it has certain numbers of vitamins and certain number of minerals. That's called cofactoring. So when you eat broccoli, you get all the vitamins and minerals from the broccoli. And if you chew it 4 or 5 times longer than you usually chew it, you'll get, you know, several times more of the nutrition out of it because you've done the work instead of your digestive system. A whole greens-based nutritional product that doesn't have any additives or fillers and doesn't have a lot of things like probiotics and all that junk is whole food-based, so it has the cofactor of vitamins and minerals, which is total nutrition. And so that's a really big shortcut, is to try to find either a multivitamin mineral that's whole food-based or to do green capsules because they're whole food-based. And then my most favorite, what I call a super target, you know, I used to write protocols for people, and they would be 6, 8, 10 target products big, you know, and I felt like, you know, this is just so hard for people that don't feel well to start sorting through all these protocols. But it was essential because you want to target the kidneys or you want to target the liver, the digestive, the elimination, the brain chemicals because they're so sad, or just get up and be able to have some energy during the day. And Goji is a new generation goji. It's harvested from the goji berries, but it's the only credentialed goji product that there is, meaning that it has clinical trials, it has blind peer review studies, and it's published in the Alternative Medicine Journal. It's brand new since January, and it's an amazing product. 2 ounces in the morning, 2 ounces at night, and I've studied this active ingredient. It's called lysine barbarum polysaccharide, which means nothing to the average person. But to me, what it meant and how I found it was through researching some MS and different children's issues, ADD, and, you know, we've got so many kids' issues today. I kind of backdoored it into this product. But it's a cell adaptogen, and what it does is it adapts to the cells, and it goes to the weakest link, and it moves forward. But in the process, we're getting huge results with it. I don't know if you're familiar with the term microscopy, but that's a person who studies blood under the microscope. And the blood studies that are coming back are clean, fresh blood in 2 to 3 weeks. And once your blood is clean, there's different numbers of weeks per organ in your body that regenerate. So once you've got clean, fresh blood going on, and you build the foundation with the hydration we were talking about, and maybe the green nutrition or a good multivitamin and some oils, you're basically done. And over a period of time, your fresh blood and your clean blood and your plump cells will start repairing your body. And it's a really cut-to-the-chase version of where I was a year ago, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think my two pads of paper are also filled with concepts and ideas. Let me go at one other zone, and that is damage we're doing to our body without really knowing we're doing the damage to our body. Now, my eczema was basically cured under your tutelage, Marlene. First, we started with super greens and trying to bring my pH balance back, and then I sort of migrated into just heavy-duty water. The water and the hydration that you brought me, tuned me into, completely eliminated eczema. Why did that happen? And can you explain to me, after going to dozens of doctors, polluting my body with cortisone for 20, 30 years, rashes all over my body, particularly when I played hockey and other related issues. Why did the simple concept of 3 or 4 quarts of water a day, I weigh 185 pounds, about 6 feet tall, why did that solve that incredible problem? Why was it so easy?
Interestingly enough, most people are dehydrated because we drink everything except water, and in some cases, you know, like I said before, we'll drink water and it'll go right through us. In your case, what happened was because the greens were attached to the water, your body held on to the water long enough to start hydrating your cells. It's an easy test to see if you're dehydrated. If you hold your hand out in front of you and go to the base of your first finger right behind the knuckle and pull up the skin, if you have to count in seconds how long it takes for that skin to go back to normal, you have some level of dehydration. It should pop right back. And the tissue and skin should be separate, not together, as in most cases it is. Today, and most people today, that the tissues and the skin are acidic, and so they stick together. And what happens when you're dehydrated and you have toxins in the body? The natural course of events is for your body to chelate them through bowel movements and urine. If it cannot accomplish that through bowel movements and urine, your body will do what it needs to get the toxins out, and it will send them through any avenue, and that's why they come through the skin. We were talking earlier how the skin absorbs. Well, the skin is like your third kidney, and so it also expels, and it expels perspiration. So that means there is a roadway there to get toxins out, because one of the ways we do detox is through perspiration. And so your body will send it, and because it's so toxic, it'll irritate the skin. And the other issue is, if you're dehydrated, your skin is not carrying the correct pH. It's too acidic. So you've got toxins coming out through the skin because your body's trying to get rid of them, and it's coming through skin that's acidic, and it irritates one another and creates eczema. And what you did is you created a pathway, because we did some other things too. I mean, one of the things that I talk to you about and I talk to most people about is making dinner your healthiest meal. Because, and the reason is, do what you want at lunch. Make dinner your healthy meal because you want to be completely digested before you go to sleep. The only time your body can heal is when you're completely at rest. The only time you're completely at rest, your arms aren't moving, your brain's not, you know, agitated, your stomach's not upset, you know, you're not digesting, is when you're completely at rest in the middle of your sleep. You'll go into a healing cycle, and that's where your good blood or your good cells will start repairing your body. If you go to bed every night digesting food, your body doesn't get to repair itself, and pretty soon you're in a state of disrepair or in a state of, we call dis-ease, D-I-S-E-A. You know, you're uneasy. You're not feeling well. You don't have energy. You get sleepy in the afternoon. You're not digesting food properly. You're not eliminating. You can't sleep. You lay awake, or you go to sleep but then wake up, or wake up feeling like you haven't slept. Those are all situations where the body has not gone through its healing cycle at night. And it's worse than losing a week's sleep. You know, it truly is. And what you did is you were able to use the greens and the water, rehydrate your body, nourish the cells with the nutrition, and you also practiced that dinner routine. And so you were able to kick in your healing cycle on a regular basis, which ended up flushing all the toxins out the way they're supposed to through bowel movements and urine. Your urine should be clear and not have an odor. If your urine is yellow, that's an indication of dehydration unless you're taking a super strong synthetic multivitamin or something. But your urine should be clear without an odor, and your bowel movement should be a caramel color like a banana and float, not to be gross, but that's a normal bowel movement. Now, if you're getting dark out with your bowel movement, you are expelling toxins. So when people first start to go into pH balance and they start making all these small changes, chances are their bowel movements are going to go a bit dark because they got a lot of toxin buildup. You know, good health begins with a really strong intestinal tract. So that's usually where you want to focus. You want to focus on hydration and cleaning up your intestinal tract.
Just a quick question for people about the dangers of coffee and soda and hydration, and even tying that in with ADD and how people are seeking hydration through very poor methodologies. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yep, it's a 20-to-1 ratio, meaning it takes 20 parts of alkalinity to diffuse one part of acid. And when you go back to the fact that 7.365 is neutral on the acid-alkaline scale, coffee is probably the single most acidic thing you can drink next to soda. And so when you drink coffee, a 16-ounce cup of coffee, multiply that by 20, and that's about how much water you're going to need to drink to neutralize the effect of that acid. If you are talking about, now, having said that, let me back up and say, if you're a high-performance person and you're balanced, you should have enough natural alkalinity in your system to diffuse it. If you have symptomology, whether it's allergies or headaches or backaches or digestive issues, all the things we talked about earlier, then you do not have enough alkalinity to diffuse that coffee, so you are perpetuating a more acidic state. When you go into the children today and the amount of soda and candy and chips and things like that that they're doing, and you think about the processed foods and the preservatives and all that, their little bodies don't have an opportunity to neutralize the acidity coming in because they've been upside down for too long. 100 years ago, you walk into a supermarket, on one side was the fresh poultries and fish and meats, and the other side the fresh vegetables. In the middle, a little bit of flour and sugar and different things you needed to bake. Now, you have a little bit on either end, and the vast majority of a market is processed, and sodas, and, you know, a million kinds of coffee. I'm not saying you can't drink coffee, but what's really important about what you asked is that if people can find what their hot button for acid is and find a conversion, that is the biggest secret to becoming alkalized. For example, you can cold press coffee in a toddy coffee maker. You do it once a week, and you make this syrup, and then you add boiling water to the syrup, and it tastes just like fresh brewed, but you've cut the acid 60 to 70%. Most people like it better. They think it tastes like Kona coffee because you don't get that acid burn behind the coffee. If soda's your big deal, you can convert that to fresh lemonade with a real high-quality powdered stevia that doesn't have an aftertaste, and it's the best lemonade you've ever had. Or, conversely, you can get a good mineral water at a Trader Joe's or a health store, and you can use like a black cherry juice concentrate or a ginger juice concentrate, add a little bit of stevia, some mineral water and ice, and you've got a soda. But you've eliminated the acid from the soda. You know, and it depends. I'll tell you what, once people convert to lemonade, they really don't want soda anymore. I do, personally, I like...